There's a new orchestra in town. Actually, the orchestra covers the entire country, the National Youth Orchestra of the United States of America. That's a new program for orchestral players ages 16 to 19. And starting this year, a group of the country's most talented young players will come together to interact with each other, learn from an all-star faculty, play under the direction of a celebrated conductor, and tour to different parts of the world playing in some of the most famous concert halls. And one of the young players is Dimi Fong, who's a violinist from Dayton, Ohio, and she's on the line with us right now. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All this, I think it's a whole new program that's being set up, and that kind of makes you a pioneer. Can you tell us what's coming up for you and the orchestra this year?
Yeah, so this summer I will, first of all, have a two-week residency at a college in New York, where we will meet with professional faculty across the nation, including some top orchestras like the Chicago Symphony, the Pittsburgh Symphony, and many others. So we will train there for 2 weeks, and after that we'll give a concert in Kennedy Center in D.C., and then we will move overseas and perform in St. Petersburg, Moscow, and London.
Wow. That's like a fantastic time. And you're doing this playing the violin, and I'm hoping this is something that you enjoy doing.
Oh, definitely. I actually started when I was 2 years old with my mom, who's a violin teacher. It's been a long journey, and I've had a lot of fun on the way, and I've learned a lot of things. So this is a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, you'll be part of a big orchestra now. Have you played in orchestras before, or have you done like chamber work?
Definitely. I've been in a chamber ensemble that actually won first prize at the Fischhoff, which is one of the biggest chamber competitions in the U.S. right now. And I've also been concertmaster of the Ohio Allstate Orchestra. And last year, I went to ASTA's National High School Honors Orchestra, and that was a lot of fun.
So you're used to all this big deal attention and everything.
I guess so, but I think NYU USA is going to be the big one out of all of these. I'm really excited for it.
Now, have you been out of the country before? Because you said there's concerts in like London and St. Petersburg and Moscow.
I haven't been to those cities yet, but I have performed in Salzburg, Austria, and in Beijing.
So you're like a jet-setting traveler already then.
I guess you could say that.
You're still in high school, right?
Yes, I'm a senior.
What school in Dayton do you go to?
I go to Centerville High School.
Oh, Centerville. Okay, so that's just south of Dayton then.
Yeah, we've actually got a great orchestra program too, so I'm really glad to be here.
How did you find out about the program, and what was it like to audition for it?
Well, actually, I first heard about it when I was at the National High School Honors Orchestra. Somebody showed me a brochure for it, and it sounded really exciting. And my teacher actually showed me a brochure shortly afterwards, and I got something in the mail. So I did hear about it from several different sources. And the audition process, they try to focus on non-music majors, which is part of the reason why I was really excited for it. The application includes not just the musical playing aspect of it. We do have to send in an audition tape with several orchestral excerpts, but we also need to write an essay and do a video interview answering 3 questions they give us.
Now, you mentioned that you're not a music major, and in fact, that's one of the requirements of this National Youth Orchestra.
Okay.
They're not just looking for total hardcore music scholars. They're looking for people who like to just play.
Yeah, there's a saying that says talented people are not usually talented in just one area. So especially when I went to that other National High School Orchestra, I learned that there are a lot of people like me who don't just excel in music, but are also very energetic about academics and extracurriculars. So I thought it was fun to be in an environment where people are not only excited about music, but about other things.
You sound like you're too modest to tell me, so I'm going to ask, what else are you good at?
Well, let's see. I also play piano, and I do play viola in chamber music. And outside of music, I guess I do rigorous academic courses like AP classes. And I'm also editor-in-chief of my school's literary arts magazine and president of Math Club.
So what's been the reaction from the other kids at school? I mean, you're going to be going out to all these fantastic places, playing with some pretty big names in the music biz like Joshua Bell and Valeri Girgeff. What's been the reaction from the other kids?
Well, they're definitely excited for me. They've always been supportive of my musical endeavors, and I'm really appreciative of that.
I mentioned a couple of the conductor and Joshua Bell who will be performing with the National Youth Orchestra. Joshua Bell, is he someone that you've been listening to as you've been playing the violin all these years?
Yeah, I actually saw him with the Cincinnati Symphony just the past fall, and it was a very good performance. And I think his performance of the Tchaikovsky Concerto, which he'll be playing, is especially good. So I'm really looking forward to that.
As a musician, what do you hear when you listen to Joshua Bell that a non-musician wouldn't?
I think his technique is definitely something that I can appreciate more, as I can kind of recognize how many hours of practice and training it takes to get to a level of performance like that. The musicality is not something that comes completely naturally. Of course, there's also a level of focus and training it takes to get to a performance you can give.
Now, you have to practice a lot. How often do you practice every day?
Well, with everything going on, I don't have a lot of time to practice, so I need to be smart. But I can get usually about an hour, less than 2 hours a day on school days.
And I have one more question, too, also about the National Youth Orchestra. You're in right now. Do you have to re-audition, reapply to stay in?
I've only been accepted to the inaugural season, so I guess I would have to re-audition if I want to play in 2014. I do need to re-audition to determine the seating.
Oh, okay. So yeah. What position are you in right now?
We don't know our parts yet, and we will audition when we get to New York.
So there's something to look forward to.
Yeah. Right?
Well, listen, I wish you all the luck, and it sounds like a fantastic opportunity. Like I said, the best thing about this that you mentioned is that you're not a hardcore music-only person. You've got so much going on, and you enjoy playing the violin, and it should be a great time for you.
Yeah, it will be.
Well, thanks again. We've been speaking with Dimi Fong, who's a violinist from Dayton, a member of the National Youth Orchestra of the United States of America. Good luck to you again, and thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.